USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Tuesday barred the U.S. government from enforcing President Biden's 100-day deportation moratorium. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton issued a temporary restraining order sought by Texas, saying the change could harm the state. CoreCivic and GL Group, two of the largest U.S. private prison companies in the United States, could lose about $1 billion a year between them under new limits on the sector from President Biden. Biden's current order to dissolve applies to the Justice Department's federal contracts with private prisons. The order does not apply to the Department of Homeland Security and therefore not to ICE facilities. The scheduled retrial of an Oregon defendant, Pedro Sanchez, who was accused of committing a brutal hammer attack on Heather Fawcett, has been dropped, with the defendant to walk free. A key witness in the case says she won't testify without wearing a face mask. The defendant's defense team had insisted on Sanchez's right to meet his accuser face-to-face. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The American right to bear arms is being practiced a lot, according to recent sales. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
With so much fear of tighter gun control measures from the new administration, coupled with the pandemic and all the riots in the streets, Americans turned to firearms. I spoke to Edwin Walker, an attorney with a U.S. Law Shield.
The figure that the FBI has put out is the number 39,695,315. To keep in mind, this is the number of background checks. This is not necessarily the number of firearms that are that have been purchased, because you can purchase multiple firearms with one background check.
Part of that record, 39,695,315, was almost 4 million for December. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Sports writers in America decide who gets into Cooperstown and enshrine into Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame and who doesn't. This year, many writers left their ballots blank, causing quite the stir. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
For the first time since 2013, and just the third time in the last 25 years, there will be no new additions to Cooperstown this year. No former player met the threshold in the Baseball Writers of America balloting for election into the Hall of Fame. Pitcher Curt Schilling came the closest, just 16 votes shy of the 75% threshold needed. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens finished second and third, each on 61% of ballots. All three will be on the ballot for a 10th and final year in 2022. Despite not electing a class for 2021, there will still be an induction ceremony in Cooperstown this summer. The coronavirus pandemic canceled last summer's festivities, and Derek Jeter, Larry Walker, Ted Simmons, and Marvin Miller will be enshrined on July 25th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Sportscaster Bob Costas weighs in on MajorLeagueBaseball.com.
I'm going to let all of them twist in the wind until the very last year of eligibility. That'll be my semi-protest. And regarding Schilling, whose credentials are unquestioned, I would have thought, absent any other controversy, he would have been in long ago. I was talking to Al Michaels earlier. Al talked his way into the Hall of Fame, in effect. Curt Schilling may have talked and tweeted his way out of the Hall of Fame.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.